the spiritual condition of America, politics, culture, and current events, analyzed through the lens of Scripture. Welcome to the Alex McFarland Show.
Is America being taken over by communism? And if so, what does that mean for religious freedom, for the future of our Constitution, and for your personal liberties? And even more specifically, what can we do to help defend and restore the soul and culture of our nation? Hi, Alex McFarland here. As I record this, there are so many things in the news, but I want to begin with a scripture that I've shared many times, probably dozens, maybe hundreds of times over the last 25 years in my traveling across America, speaking at more than 200 universities and schools, churches. But it's a scripture that really makes me think about the state of our nation. And it's Judges 5, verse 8. Speaking of ancient Israel, Judges 5, 8 says, "When they chose new gods, there was chaos within the gates. There was not found a shield nor a spear among 40,000 men in Israel." Now think about this. Israel is Israel. America's America. But the principles are the same. You know, every 4th of July, I'll tweet out 2 Chronicles 7:14. "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face, I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and heal their land." It talks about turning from our wicked ways. And whenever I tweet that out, Christian friends will sarcastically say, "Newsflash, Alex, that's to Israel, not America." That's true, but the principles are still the same. I mean, if a people, an individual, a family, a city, a nation, whomever, if a people group repents of sin, calls out to the living God for salvation and restoration, God hears the prayers of the penitent. I mean, the thief on the cross was often called the penitent thief. And when people turn from sin and cry out to God, God will forgive and restore. And I realize that was originally written to ancient Israel, but the spiritual principles are available to anyone because the Bible says, "Whosoever will may come." And regarding the Judges 5:8 passage, when they chose new gods, there was chaos within the gates. When a formerly believing group of people, and in the case of America, unquestionably, we were founded on the Judeo-Christian worldview, the moral natural law foundation, morals, objective ethical truth, that was the philosophy, the backdrop before which our Declaration, Constitution, government was founded. But then culturally, from the 17th century till about 25 years ago, we were not only a Christian nation by practice, a majority Christian nation, but even by public acknowledgement. You know, I think about Reagan and great leaders who were proud to say this was a Christian country. And I remember having Christmas plays and Christmas concerts up through high school, and I went to K through 12 public school. When I was in elementary school, we did the manger scene in a public school. When I was through high school, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, singing in choir and men's glee club, we would do Handel's Messiah and Christmas songs. We did that. And there were no lawsuits. There were no protests. We were a Christian nation. But what I want to do, I want to submit to you, in the spirit of Judges 5:8, when the spiritual loyalty is transferred, the social structure is decayed, and the means of protection is weakened. But there is a way back. All right, America of the modern era, much like Israel in the Old Testament during their backslidings, they would fall into Egyptian bondage, Babylonian captivity. They would repent, they would cry out to God, God would restore, they would come back. But in those cycles, when they would cast off the knowledge of the true God, there would be chaos within the gates. There would not be found a shield nor a spear among 40,000 men. Now, the point is, if you had 40,000 adult males, there should be a shield or a spear within that group. But The means of protection is weakened. Now, as I record this, it's funny, this weekend, the second weekend of March, climate activist Greta Thunberg, however you pronounce it, deleted a tweet from 2018, and much is being made of this. And the reason I share this is because we really are a nation that is following after slogans, socialist Pied Pipers, and rather than anything substantive about moral and spiritual revival, we've got leaders, persons in high office that are following after this young, I believe she's 20 now, but Greta Thunberg made big news as a teenager, even prior to COVID, by these angry outbursts about the West. And, you know, frankly, I've watched her in her interviews. I pray for Greta Thunberg because I think she might even be demon-possessed. I'm not sure. At the very least, she has psychological and emotional issues, and she's a puppet for the climate change activists who are using a non-existent climate crisis to try to foist and impose Marxism on the West. But in 2018, Greta Thunberg tweeted that unless we stop using fossil fuels, the world would end in 5 years. Well, June 11, 2023 would be the end of the day for the human race. And so very discreetly, she deleted this tweet because you know, I'm no scientist, but I really don't think that the world is going to end in the next 2.5 to 3 months. And you think about this. Policies are being made. Our own Vice President Kamala Harris just a couple of days ago said that children were in a mental health crisis because of the climate change. And of course, the answer for the alleged climate change is that we take away freedoms, we ignore the rule of law, do not follow the Constitution, and we further impose Marxism. Well, I've interviewed geologists, Christian and non-Christian. I've interviewed people from the petroleum industry. I've interviewed elected officials. We're not running out of petroleum. There is no way, there is no realistic way that the world, much less America, can operate without petroleum. And let me say this, too, that the data, just like all of the false data regarding COVID, regarding quarantines, regarding masks, regarding the injections, the voluminous false data over the last 50 years that has been used to impose climate legislation and fossil fuel restrictions. It's a farce, folks. It's a farce. And petroleum is not poisoning us. But folks, we're in a spiritual freefall because as a nation, really the light of the gospel to the world for two centuries, the United States of America, we've abandoned our moral code and conscience. We have had pulpits silent when pastors should have courageously been rallying their people to stand for God and truth. We're a nation like ancient Israel that has chosen new gods. We've abandoned the God of our founders for 1,000 false gods. And we've got chaos. And yes, we are vulnerable. And we are definitely in a position of weakness right now. But you can make a difference to help stand for truth and influence others for the gospel. When we come back, I'm going to share with you more than 113 statues of our founders that have been pulled down. And the list, there was a very famous list in 1958 of what the communists wanted to achieve to bring communism to America. How many of these things have been accomplished? And how close are we to falling to communism? A new twist and new insights on the Cold War that you thought was over. Stay tuned. We're going to be back after this with more of the Alex McFarland Show.
Fox News and CNN call Alex McFarland a religion and culture expert. Stay tuned for more of his teaching and commentary after this.
In recent years, our nation has suffered greatly and we seem to be on a rapid moral decline. We've rejected God, morality, and we've almost completely lost our sense of patriotism. It's no wonder that many are asking the question, is this the end of America? Hi, Alex McFarland here, and I want to make you aware of my book, The Assault on America, How to Defend Our Nation Before It's Too Late. You know, our nation has seen politicians that are corrupted by greed and they've got a vested interest in power, and many of our elected officials seem to care little about the country that they've been appointed to serve. Read my book, The Assault on America. We can stand up for our great nation and defend America before it's too late. It's available everywhere. You can learn more on my own website, which is alexmcfarland.com. Read the book, The Assault on America, How to Defend Our Nation Before It's Too Late.
He's been called trusted, truthful, and timely. Welcome back to the Alex McFarland Show.
Welcome back to the program. Alex McFarland here. So honored that you're listening. By the way, a few items coming up on the calendar. If you would go to my website, which is alexmcfarland.com, you can learn about the next of our Truth for a New Generation conferences. We'll be in Paris, Tennessee, April 21 through 23. The theme is Truth Matters, Confronting the Issues That Will Shape Your Future. I would love for you to be there. There are going to be great speakers. Abe Hamilton, so many others, myself, I'll be there. We want to meet you as we get together and we equip ourselves to save our nation. It's for all ages. There's sessions for teenagers. Truth for a New Generation, Paris, Tennessee, April 21 through 23. Go to my website, alexmcfarland.com. But then our youth camps, we're doing 7 youth camps this summer, and there is still time to register. And far and away, our Biblical Worldview youth camps for middle school and high schoolers are the most affordable camps in the entire nation. They're wonderful. Look, all the fun camp stuff, from ropes courses to campfires to hikes, fun stuff. But I'll be there. Dave Glander, Reasons for Hope, Carl Kirby. We're going to talk about biblical worldview. We're going to woke-proof your teens. And you can go to our website for the camps, which is equipretreat.org, equipretreat.org. And by the way, your donation of $85 will underwrite a day of camp for a teenager. And we've never turned anybody away, never in 20 plus years. And so kids that want to come, and every summer we see about 25% of the teens pray to accept Christ. We see 100% of the teens, and we challenge them. They commit to stand for truth. And yes, we talk to our students about the Lord Jesus and following Christ, but we talk about America. We instill in kids a love for this country. And an 11th grader just said to me, they said, Mr. McFarland, we love to come and hear you because you tell us things we don't hear anywhere else. Well, that's probably true. But go to the website, equipretreat.org, or you can donate. Maybe you could underwrite 10 days of summer camp for a youth, one day of summer camp. You can donate securely online at alexmcfarland.com. And then finally, July 7 through 9, I'll be at The Cove, the Billy Graham Training Center in Western North Carolina. I would love to meet you there. Angie and I will be there. I'll be finishing up my study on 1st and 2nd Peter. You can join with people from around the North American continent. It always fills up, and I would love for you to be there. And if you've never been to The Cove, the Billy Graham Training Center, oh my goodness, it is wonderful accommodations, incredible food, but the presence of the Lord. Billy Graham, the great evangelist, prayer walked over those hillsides with his wife, Ruth Graham, and you will experience the presence of the Lord. And I would love to see you there at The Cove, July 7 through 9. And the website is The Cove, T-H-E-C-O-V-E, The Cove. thrivingmind.org. And just Google my name in the space bar. You'll find my seminar, Thriving Till He Comes. And I want to resume, and we've got so much we could say that God is doing, but I want to say thank you for your prayers and support. But let's talk about the state of our nation right now. By the way, do you know, it was amazing that the philosopher and author Hannah Arendt died in 1975, but she had been one of the victims of the Holocaust, the concentration camps of Nazi Germany, and she was a brilliant Jewish philosopher. But Hannah Arendt said, quote, "Men have been found to resist the most powerful monarchs and refuse to bow down before them. But," she noted, "few men indeed have been found brave enough to resist the crowd or to stand up before the misguided masses to face their implacable frenzy without weapons." In other words, here's the point. I mean, if you were facing an individual and they said, you know, deny Christ or die, you know, history is full of people that had the courage and said, you know, no, take my life, but I will not deny Christ. But Arendt, who was there in the midst of the Holocaust, said, you know, there'll be the Daniel that won't bow before the king. But what about just the intimidation of the peer pressure around you? Now, listen, folks, you might not speak up about God and country. Maybe you're afraid of being labeled a Christian nationalist, or you're, you know, make America great again, people would make fun of you. But how about it, folks? Do you have the courage to just calmly but warmly say to those around you, no, Jesus is the one and only Savior? Do you know, right is right, wrong is wrong. And the Word of God says marriage is between a man and a woman. The Bible says life is sacred, and our nation was built by good people on good principles, and we've got to stand up for America. I understand it's rare that any of us would ever be called on to put our neck on the chopping block, although that might happen. But what about in your day-by-day life? Would you stand up for truth, and would you be bold and say, I love America? Well, let me say this. In 1958, it was noted that communists had a goal, 45 objectives, and they said that they would take America for communism without firing a shot. Vladimir Lenin in the 20th century said communism will be built with non-communist hands. See, I don't know if the leftists realize what they're doing, but folks, let me say this. We as a nation stand to lose everything. Will it be Russia? Will it be China? Will it be North Korea? Will it be a combination of nations? If we do not have a moral, spiritual revival, our nation stands to become extinct. Now, I'm going to talk about the 45 goals that the communists had, but one of them would be, this was one of their big goals 65 years ago. To discredit American culture by degrading American history. And the cell groups, largely starting in New York and California, but now spreading, one of their goals was to eliminate historical sculptures from parks and buildings. And when American history was visible, to denigrate American history. Now, since COVID, as of a year ago, more than 113 statues have been toppled. Now listen to this. 4 statues of Robert E. Lee, Jefferson Davis, 12 statues of Christopher Columbus, Virginia, Massachusetts, Florida, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Maryland, Connecticut, California, and 3 in Illinois. Gone. Christopher Columbus, canceled. Thomas Jefferson, oh my goodness, the author of the Declaration, Jefferson, the man as president who passed a law that we would do no business with slave trading nations. Jefferson, gone. 4 statues of George Washington. Now listen to this. Our founding president, statues pulled down Oregon, Illinois, Louisiana, and even in Washington Square Park in New York City, in Manhattan, the statue of George Washington is gone. Dixon, Illinois, where Ronald Reagan lived from age 9 to 22. The statue of Reagan in Illinois, pulled down. Theodore Roosevelt, pulled down, statue gone. Now, this is amazing. In California, a statue of John Greenleaf Whittier, there's a city, Whittier, California, where the Beach Boys lived at one time. All right. Whittier was a Quaker poet and abolitionist, and the statue of Whittier was defaced, and they wrote slave owner on it. Well, for the record, Whittier did not own slaves, and this Christian man was a delegate to the first meeting of the American Anti-Slave Convention. It's crazy. But look, you've got to understand the cancel culture woke leftist. It's not about accurate acknowledgement of history. It's about erasing American history to impose a new narrative. Now, stay tuned. We've got to pull away. We're going to come back. And in the final segment, I'm going to give you some shocking realities about what's going on in our nation. But hope, what you and I can do, how God can use us to make a difference. Stay tuned.
Fox News and CNN call Alex McFarland a religion and culture expert. Stay tuned for more of his teaching and commentary after this.
Do you have a desire to deepen your faith, better understand Christian apologetics, or to get a biblical perspective on current events? Well, I've tried to make it simple for you to do just that. On my website, alexmcfarland.com, there's a new section called Ask Alex Online. It's simple, it's clean, and you can read my answers to common questions about God, faith, and the Bible. So visit the website, alexmcfarland.com, and look for the section that says Ask Alex Online.
Christian author and speaker Alex McFarland is an advocate for Christian apologetics. Teaching in more than 2,200 churches around the world, schools, and college campuses, Alex is driven by a desire to help people grow in relationship with God. He arms his audiences with the tools they need to defend their faith, while also empowering the unchurched to find out the truth for themselves. In the midst of a culture obsessed with relativism, Alex is a sound voice who speaks timeless truths of Christianity in a timely way. With 18 published books to his name, it's no surprise that CNN, Fox, The Wall Street Journal, and other media outlets have described Alex as a religion and culture expert. To learn more about Alex and to book him as a speaker at your next event, visit alexmcfarland.com, or you can contact us directly by emailing booking@alexmcfarland.com.
He's been called trusted, truthful, and timely. Welcome back to the Alex McFarland Show.
Judges 5:8, it said of ancient Israel, when they chose new gods, there was chaos within the gates. There was not found a shield nor a spear among 40,000 in Israel. The spiritual loyalty was transferred. The social structure was decayed. The national defense was compromised. Hi, Alex McFarland. Welcome back. We're talking about our nation in light of that scripture. And before the break, I was talking about statues. More than 113 statues have been pulled down in the last 2 years because the communists had a goal. One of their goals was to erase and deface and denigrate our history. Let me give you a couple of more statues that have been pulled down as the cancel culture woke mob, very often supported by academics, very often ignored by police when statues are being pulled down. And certainly members of the Democrat Party have cheered on as activists. Very often activists smuggled in have really committed, I believe, sort of a cultural treason. July of 2020, Ulysses S. Grant in California. Now keep in mind, Ulysses Grant was the general for the Union Army, the North. But in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park, rioters pulled down a statue of Ulysses S. Grant. Now, this was the general who played a very key role in ending slavery in America. And 400 people cheered as vandals pulled down the statue of Grant. And police were present but made no arrest. Now, this is amazing. Just hang with me. the Abraham Lincoln Emancipation Statue in Massachusetts. Boston's Art Commission in Massachusetts voted to remove a statue of Abraham Lincoln. And the statue, Abraham Lincoln is holding the Emancipation Proclamation while a freed slave stands up, rises from a kneeling position with broken shackles. He's set free. But in the Black Lives Matter era, in the cancel culture, human rights, social justice, the precedent under which slavery was ended, his statue has got to be removed. How's this for logic? Frederick Douglass. In Rochester, New York, there was a statue of Frederick Douglass. And 168 years ago, Douglass had given a rousing speech on the abolition of slavery. And Douglass was a black man, very incredible orator, giving a speech about the ending of slavery. And yet, his statue was canceled and brought down. And so, among the goals that the communists had, many of which have been realized, that they would take America for communism, granting Red China, Communist China, admission to the UN. That was one of the goals. Well, it's happened. And I will say this, and make of this what you will, but 65 years ago, communists had a goal of capturing one or both political parties in the United States. And I think about Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the squad that are militantly socialist. It's one thing they got elected once. They get reelected handily. Get into the public schools. Oh, my goodness. I don't think it's hard to see how Common Core curriculum and so much of what from anti-Americanism, 1619 Project, critical race theory, now to the imposition of transgender theory. All of this is right out of Stalin's playbook to get the minds of generations through the public schools, get control of the press, infiltrate the press. And I think about MSNBC, CNN, my goodness, not only the millions, hundreds of millions of dollars that China has filtered into public universities like the University of Pennsylvania, somewhere between $73 to $200 million. And credible sources believe China has given $200 million to the University of Pennsylvania, where our president actually is an adjunct faculty member. One of the ways that communism infiltrates any nation, and certainly this has been the case in America, and 105 years ago, during the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, part of the way that the way for communism was imposed was the breakdown of the family. And to normalize homosexuality, promiscuity, degeneracy, and now transgenderism, because this has created within the minds of now a couple of generations of young people an identity crisis. I mean, there is no mom and dad. There is no nuclear family. Now young people are not wanting to marry or have children. There's a crisis of identity and a crisis of not only human identity, spiritual identity, but really national identity. Just the absence of citizenship and personal buy-in as our Founding Fathers have been discredited and our Constitution is called old-fashioned and inadequate and in need of a rewrite. Finally, folks, and I want you to pray. I really beg of you to pray. In the second weekend of March, there was an article about how on the West Coast, activists have been setting up empty tents to encourage homelessness in cities like Portland and Seattle and San Francisco. Now, I have been noticing as I travel, and for 20 plus years, I've traveled 45 to 50 weekends a year. I'm all over America. In any given year, I will speak in 25 to 30 states, and I've done this for two decades. I've noticed in the last year, homeless encampments just popping up everywhere. Look, folks, as we are a nation without morals, without the church and the family, without those anchors for a culture to hold us in check, we are, as communists of the 20th century said, an easily controlled horde of people lost. And let me say this, during the Black Lives Matter riots of 2020, multiple examples of film footage were shown where rioters were bussed in that were paid for by Soros money, George Soros. Rioters, they weren't locals, bussed in and let out. They did vandalism. They were huge crowds for the news stories and then quietly taken away. That's like these homeless tents, empty tents, planted to foster and encourage homelessness, not to mention the drugs that are brought in to just turn people into zombies until they die. Folks, we need a revival. Are you up for it? We must have a move of God or we're going to lose our nation. Are you up for playing your role? And we will help you. We will encourage you and so many others. There's a time of great ministry going on as great organizations like our own. And I think about the American Family Association. I think about Tony Perkins. I think about Truth and Liberty. I think about David Barton and Bill Federer. Folks, we can be used by God to make a difference. But the question is, will you? Maybe you think it's too late. You know, I remember in October of 1968, there was a story about South America. Researchers in Argentina found a necklace made of seeds, and the body that had this necklace was dated to be at least 550 years old to 600 years old. These dried up, apparently dead seeds were taken by researchers from Argentina and planted. And surprise, surprise, seeds that had been around the neck of a corpse for six centuries germinated and grew. And they were inside walnut shells, and they were herb seeds, a chira or a chira. But here's the thing, six centuries of dormancy did not erase the life that still lay in those seeds. And they sprouted and they grew. And that can happen again. Churches can have revival. Families can be restored. And individuals can be empowered by God to make a difference. And that individual that can pray, that can witness, that person that can be used by God is you, my friend. So would you do it? Would you stand for God and country? My book, The Assault on America, How to Save Our Nation Before It's Too Late, you really ought to get that book and read it. But folks, let me ask you, we have so much going on. We are in faith. We're hiring. We're training people. We're starting viral truth clubs among teens across America. We're hosting camps. But we can't do this alone. So folks, would you pray? Would you promote? And would you participate? And you can go to my website to learn more about all that we're doing, alexmcfarland.com. Thank you for listening. Pray for America. And remember, if we humble ourselves and pray, turn from our wicked ways, and seek God's face, He will hear, He will restore, He will heal our land. Let's be a part of that.
Alex McFarland Ministries are made possible through the prayers and financial support of partners like you. For over 20 years, this ministry has been bringing individuals into a personal relationship with Christ and has been equipping people to stand strong for truth. Learn more and donate securely online at alexmcfarland.com. You may also reach us at Alex McFarland, P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404, or by calling 1-877-YES-GOD and the number 1. That's 1-877-YES-GOD-1. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again on the next edition of the Alex McFarland Show.